Welcome to the table. Perspective.
Greetings and welcome to the Table of Perspective, where we take a deeper look into how the internal narrative of an individual determines the response to life itself and all it entails. Today we have a very, very special guest and we are extremely excited to have her on Vidino.
Yebo, yes.
We are your hosts,
yes.
Bueller and the lovely
Dineo.
And the wonderful whom we have awaited for.
Yes.
Ropa.
How are you, Ropa? I'm good. I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me.
We are so glad to have you. We are going to pick your brain today. So anything that we do ask, if you are not willing to answer it, just make sure that signals, you know, for cries for help.
Sure.
Offer those up.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. And so we're going to go into the first song, and that is C. Jones by Maida. Enjoy.
The billion reasons to press the king. If it don't first press your mess, what would it be? Made a promise. Long as I breathe, I sing for him. That's Jesus. Christ the man from Gary. I will praise him. Price he paid, set me free. I will rate this. Whole world know my king leaves. Christ is behind everything we have achieved. We shine and we reign, and all the glory goes to him. So I place his holy name without ceasing. I will enter house of the Lord with thanksgiving every day. Wanna be soaked in his presence is perfect. Love is great, can't be made. Is oppression, help in need. I only left you, and we feel free. Wonderfully made forever, grateful. So let's sustain all this fear and worry in due place. For we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
In a dry and thirsty land, I'll praise the Lord.
In a dry and thirsty land, I'll praise.
In the morning when I wake, I'll praise the Lord.
In the morning when I wake, I'll praise.
With everything in me, I'll praise the Lord.
Ha! Let the nation sing and praise the King.
My weapon dissolving fear and depression, provoking God's innovation. These devils can never touch me. I'm on a different dimension. A brain, my signs and wonders, but God reveals his power. Whenever we lift him higher, his glory comes down. New seed up and new poor once I was meet, not the old pleasant. Starting depressors, shaking the prison doors. We open, we blessed, and something happens. He turns and stops. We thank him for this salvation. He rescued our souls from darkness. He loved us before we love him. He gave us his precious spirit. We're seated in heaven, blessed us above. New lesson powers to fill our mouths to laughter. He gave us our high desires. We thank him for this. And the provision of spiritual blessing, the mystery he done for ages and ages has been a us. Chosen generation, God's own possession, calling to this marvelous life so we could praise.
In a dry and thirsty land, I'll praise the Lord.
In a dry and thirsty land, I'll praise.
In the morning when I wake, I'll praise the Lord.
In the morning when I wake, I'll praise.
With everything in me, I'll praise the Lord.
Let the nation sing and praise the King.
You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is
hot music.
All right, so jumping into it.
Yes.
Dino, do you have any specific reason why you'd like to question Rupa about anything specific?
If maybe she can just introduce herself.
We'd love
bit,
that.
You know?
All
just
right.
Tell us about yourself. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a fine arts student. I'm studying at Fitz University. I am 22 years old. I'm the only girl. Yes. I have two older brothers. Yeah, so I get to be daddy's princess and mommy's little handbag.
Cute.
Yeah. I really do enjoy spending time with God. I really strongly believe that He is my source of strength. I draw so much inspiration for my daily living from Him. Mm. I'm also a nail tech on the side. So, I've opened up a startup called Unwind. Hmm. So yes, in my spare time, if I'm not studying or playing sport, I do nails. So in terms of sport, I do swimming and also rowing. I enjoy running too. I really take my morning jogs seriously.
Nice.
Yeah, but I haven't been jogging in a while, but I need to go back.
Winter scared you away.
Yeah, I need to bring it back. But yeah, that's really me in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Yeah. Maybe I should tell a little bit of the story of how we actually found Roper.
Good.
So she was walking along the road and I was like, wow, we need her on the show. No, that's not what happened. I actually took a trip down to Nelspruit in Mpumalanga to visit my grandmother.
Yeah.
And on the trip back, Roper was basically the last person that actually went onto the bus, and I had the privilege of sitting next to her.
Oh.
And initially, you know, she was flustered and whatever it is, and I was actually so delighted to be able to sit next to someone who was open about talking, because I mean, obviously on the table of perspective, I like picking people's brains.
Oof.
And what a privilege to actually see exactly the person that was willing to do that with me. And so we chatted about basically almost everything, I feel like, under the sun.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to actually get a bit of your view on everything, because you know, the main conversation is how your core beliefs and your foundational truths determine how your response to life actually is done. And so I had the privilege of finding out that Roper is actually a Christian, and how that kind of shifts the way that she sees things in as opposed to most students in maybe fine arts specifically as she studies. So Roper, is there something specific about being in Wits University that you find a little bit difficult as a believer in Christ?
I think I felt it more in the early stages of fine art, you know, in my first 2 years, where, you know, previously in high school, my approach to fine art was, you know, drawn from scriptural references. So upon arriving at FITS, there was that shift. And I feel like, of course, they were also trying to train me to be a professional and to be well-versed in terms of research.
Yeah.
And so obviously they wouldn't exactly, you know, want me to just like just merely draw references from Christian perspectives.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and to be more open-minded to different ways of life, different ways of understanding the world.
Mm.
So in that case, it was difficult, but then it became easier because I understood that even as a fine artist, you need to be cognizant and, you know, you're responsible, right, for the kind of language in which you're, or visual communication in which you're carrying out.
Yeah.
You're not just communicating to the Christian world, you're also communicating to unbelievers out there. And, of course, you need to come from a place of understanding, you know, from a place of being well aware in terms of how they communicate, how they see the world, in aid of.
That's an incredible way to put it. Yeah. Because being a Christian in the world in general, we cannot expect it to go according to what we want. We know that the world is stained with sin and people need Christ, not just because we're trying to put them into a system, but actually there's redemption and there's hope beyond the grave. There is peace which surpasses all understanding. And we found, well, I specifically, because I do a bit of art as well, and I research a little bit about it as well, I found that, and this was something we actually did conversate about, how there's sort of not very clear boundaries on art in terms of comparing skill to passion and then actually bringing those two things together. And I don't know, Dineo, is there something specific that, that you found or any points that you'd like to add?
Not really.
All right. Yeah, no, but like this is an observation that I found with when we're looking at the art industry specifically. People have a lot of freedom, but they think that freedom means pointlessness. Would you agree with that, or do you have something that you like to say about that?
Yeah, I think with freedom comes responsibility.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the moment when an artwork or an art practice becomes pointless, it's when you would have, you know, gotten so caught up in the freedom that whatever it is that you're trying to communicate does lose its essence.
Sure.
So I really do believe in preserving value in terms of, you know, an art practice and so forth.
Yeah.
So for instance, in my exhibitions, I don't post my exhibitions. I don't talk about them as much. They're more invitation based. I also ensure that people don't record videos to preserve that moment in time. So I do appreciate and value moments in time because at that moment you're so focused, you're so caught up in you know, in the exhibition experience because it's the only one that you will ever experience.
Yeah.
And we move on to the next. So and that, you know, thinking came from God moments. You know, they're never the same.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, there are times where they are familiar, but I think the way that I've experienced God in my life has always been momentous in a way. Like,
oh, wow.
Just, a really...
That's incredible.
But you know what, ne? Fine art. You're talking about fine art. Why? Why specifically fine art?
Why not?
You know?
Fine art, why not? That's a good question, actually.
Why? There's a lot of things that a person can think of. I mean, you doing drawing, you know, I've seen your drawings. But why fine art?
I think it's the it's the closest to being myself I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Okay.
And
how so?
Practicing fine art has... It's a gift. It's my talent. It's my gift. It's the way... It has helped me understand life. It's helped me understand my relationship with God. It has helped me process... You know, so I think that's why.
Mm. Yeah. So it's very personal in your decision.
Yeah, it's very it's very personal. It's
deep.
It's very deep.
It's deep
because it's not.
It's not just fine art.
It's not just.
It's talking to you.
Yeah, it's doing life. It's doing
it's
life.
To you.
It's doing life.
No, yeah.
I have a controversial question.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this technological age, we have access to information left, right, and center. We can pick up a cell phone or a laptop, and you have access to information from the 1900s and backwards, and perhaps into the future. A lot of things have been, I guess, quote unquote, prophesied through technology. And obviously, we know that the political background of them trying to push certain themes out forward allow us to see what they're intending or the direction they're intending to go. Would you advise someone who wants to learn more about fine art and actually go into that field to specifically study through a university? Or have you even questioned maybe doing a self-study?
I would say both ways.
Okay.
So the university experience provides discipline.
Mm.
It provides an element of responsibility, you know, that, you know, in terms of how to navigate your freedom, because there are deadlines you get to appreciate. Also how to have, because, you know, fine art is such an emotional experience and spiritual too. You can get caught up in that realm.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I think the university experience for me provided that the ability to balance the two,
sure,
so that I can also, you know, come back to Earth. Sanity, so, you know,
it's so interesting how we get to be, how can I put it, to be so close to what we are doing. Like, it's like a talent, like what you're saying, yeah, it's a talent, you know, yeah, it's something that it speaks to you, it's something that you were born with.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how much connection we make, you, yeah, know, with whatever our talents are at that moment,
yeah,
or whatever, you know, and we get to see the depth, yeah, of it, you, mm, know,
and we actually let it define our direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 And I think again, it also makes you, it defines who you are. You know?
If, yeah, I as guess if you choose that, yeah, that's actually a really good question. If I may, mm, note that, have you found that going into this theme of study, you now identify more as what you do rather than who you are, or have you come to the point where you've combined those things so well that they're, mm, seamlessly yourself? Mm.
Yeah, I feel like I've combined the two.
Okay,
because fine art is just a title, but what I do is more than the, yeah, title.
Of course. The more,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and I can't even put it into words, mm, because I think all that I am is in the things that I do. All that I am, sure, is because of God.
Mm.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm more of God's daughter, God's, yeah, vessel.
Mm.
Yeah, and yeah, I really, that's mm, where my essence is.
Mm. I can, yeah, relate to, like, what you say.
Yeah, so, you know, so I think titles just help us organize ourselves,
yeah, yeah,
in terms of also relating with other, mm, human beings, and they are necessary.
Yeah.
But I think in my own personal space, I always just feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable just being merely called a fine artist. There's,
yeah,
so
course,
much that I do so
and
much.
What is, yeah, the qualification? Is it a degree or?
Yes, it's a
diploma. It's a degree.
Well, currently I'm pursuing an honors.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
so you actually, nice, mentioned earlier how, yeah, you are double majoring.
Yes.
I had never heard of the term.
Oh, yeah.
And so what exactly, how did you go about doing that, and why did you make that decision to double major?
Wow. What? Okay, so it was in my second year. I took up African literature. I wanted to hone out my writing skills.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my reading skills, because, mm-hmm, I knew that I wasn't going to just, you know,
be a fine artist, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I actually wanted to deepen my fine art practice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it would come with reading more and understanding my position in this world. And also, I think reading is a responsibility.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah.
We've often spoken about that on the show. We've tried to Dino has a very famous quote. She loves watching books.
Oh, watching books.
Yes, it's a running theme. Somehow we always find that it always comes back.
I haven't heard of watching books before, but if it's in the form of motion pictures, definitely.
There
I love motion pictures.
I always
that's a good one.
I love them.
Sometimes and the other thing that I've often said is I listen to pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like that find out very many things. Yeah. No, but on the show before, we have discussed quite a lot about genres of books and, mm-hmm, and reading and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just like you mentioned earlier, the scripture that comes to mind is Matthew 6 verses 21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And your main theme, I've found so inspiring, is that you're setting your identity in Christ, and the outflow of that is what you're doing.
Yeah,
and it's very common that amongst, you know, doctors, professionals, businessmen, the first thing you find out about them is what they do, not who they are.
Yeah,
because they're trying to, I guess, put themselves as a valid point in this world before they're actually relating to a human being.
Yeah.
I don't know if you found that it's quite common in the university that you're studying.
Very much so.
Oh, really?
Very much so.
And how so?
I think with me, starting out, I was conflicted over identity in that sense. Mm. Because I was never satisfied with calling myself a fine artist. It had been a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Mm. But when I got to uni, there was just something off about it. I felt so empty inside.
Wow.
Because I'd really worked so hard to get to FITS. I did.
Mm.
But all of a sudden, what I worked hard for became... It just didn't fulfill me anymore. Mm. And I was frustrated, you know, in that season. And so did a lot of self-work.
Mm.
Went to therapy also.
Really?
Yes,
got
I
to
did.
That point.
Yeah, I did. It was.
Okay.
It was
because
hectic.
Then I was going to ask you, how did you work yourself out? You know,
yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah,
it's a good question.
Yeah, because I think at some point you can idolize what you do.
Sure. Mm.
And when it no longer fulfills you, what next?
Yeah.
And so I was looking for that what next. Mm. What do I do? How can I also find joy in the gifts that God has blessed me with without idolizing them? And yeah, without idolizing them, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for fine arts, what would be the second option or maybe the alternative?
Yeah.
Can I call it like that? Except for fine arts. Let's put fine arts aside.
So yeah, in the event of you having not done it.
What would it be?
Hospitality management.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually applied and got accepted at the International Hotel School.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, in Sandton. Like, in matric, though.
Okay.
But my dad actually encouraged me to pursue fine art.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, and at the time, I didn't understand it. But
but here you are.
Yeah, here I am. Here I look back and I'm grateful. Yeah.
That's a very interesting point that you bring up, that your dad encouraged you to do art.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not very common. Actually, it's very common to find that parents disagree completely with going into the arts field.
Yeah.
Would you say that I know that, you know, we've spoken a bit before about how it was a difficult thing because you weren't as enthusiastic about it as your dad was. So what was your parents' perspective of going into the arts field?
I think they were aware that that's where my
passion,
you know, was.
Sure.
And so like every parent would do, they would encourage their children to, you know, to pursue that.
Yeah.
So he encouraged you, he didn't force you because you know how parents are, you know, parents.
You're supposed to be a lawyer. You're supposed to be a doctor.
Like, exactly.
Why are you not a nurse?
Do you understand?
Why are you not a businessman?
So did he seriously encourage you? I think it's very important for parents to encourage and to support their children.
Yeah.
So is it really an encouragement or is it something that you had to be forced for you to do?
He really encouraged me. I remember in my
first year. So encouraged.
Good.
He wanted to cry.
Good.
No, I was encouraged for the moment. He gave me a time span.
Okay.
It was in the second semester of my first year. He said, just complete the year and we'll see what we can do next.
Okay.
So that encouragement gave me hope that he was also willing to be open to whatever step, you know, I wanted to take afterwards.
Sure.
Right. So it gave me peace because I felt like he trusted me.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah. Mm. And if I may ask, so it wasn't a thing of do fine arts, but you have to do well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Exactly. Like putting you in a corner, you know?
Yes. So this is your passion,
something.
But if you fail, you know, it's over. I wanted to in the end.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it wasn't like that.
Wow.
He literally
That's excellent.
But I think your dad, he just added a cherry on top because you're a little daddy's little prince.
You
know? Because
you get away with everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see it that way, but it's true.
That is true. That is very, very, very true. Very true.
But I think also the fact that you do have parents that are believers in Christ, we do know that according to scripture, when parents raise up a child in the way they should go, they will not stumble from the way.
Mm.
And we know that scripturally, you know, God offers wisdom to us. And he says that he will not give it begrudgingly. James 1 verses 5 says, if you ask for wisdom, you will receive it.
True.
And I do believe that your dad asked for wisdom in this decision. Mm. And what a blessing to actually see an accumulation of God's promises, you know, starting from your father and going down into you, and you actually seeing the struggles of it. It's not that you didn't struggle through
yeah.
it, but there was such a blessing in that procedure mm. of actually trusting God with it.
Yeah. And I think it's more easier for a child to actually pursue their studies or whatsoever if they have this encouragement from yeah. the parents, especially the parents, you know, the parents, mm. they carry more weight, you
they
know,
do.
And like Jewel Osteen would say that, fathers should bless their children, you
yeah.
know, bless them, tell your daughter that they are beautiful, mm. my little princess, you know, talk smooth things and sweet things to them.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing to them,
yeah.
you know.
The scripture also says yeah. that, you need to beat your child.
Yes, and teach them the right way.
Not exactly. But it does say that you discipline your child because,
yeah.
I mean, the child is in the process of growing. They are
yeah.
living a life they never knew.
Mm.
So you having lived that can obviously give them guidelines in doing that.
Mm.
So discipline is fundamental. But it also says that do not...
provoke?
Yes, do not provoke your children to anger and
yep.
so forth.
Yep.
So yeah, I think we're going to go into the next song
yes.
and then we'll continue. It's so far, it's been such a lovely conversation.
It has, hey? Like, it shouldn't end.
It must not. Over we need to get you back.
Please, hey, for a second.
If you're willing.
I'd be willing.
Let's awesome. Go to our second song. Endless Victory, enjoy.
More and more, I fix my eyes on your face. me apart, I will worship from the root of my heart. In faith rise as I reverse the curse. It's in time, Jesus, we put you first. By your blood I'm redeemed from all sin. By your blood forever forgiven. By your blood I am cleansed every day. By your blood justified before God, because all you have set me apart. I will worship from the root of my heart. In faith rise as I reverse the curse. Lives in night, Jesus, we put you first.
Soropa. I love your name. What does it mean?
Soropa Fadzo means blessing.
Light bulb moment.
Wow.
It is such a beautiful name. Blessing.
Thank you.
Sure.
It is.
And what is the origin language?
Shona.
Okay. Oh, Shona.
Yes, I am.
You know, Bula.
Yes, you know. What happened? You're having an experience. I need to understand it.
You know, let me tell you this, guys. I used to date this guy. I think he was Shona.
Wow. Yeah. Exposing Dineo's love life on the table.
And you know, I was so crazy in love. And I'm thinking, oh my God, my first child, I'm going to name them Ropa Fadzo.
Really?
Are you
serious?
Wow.
Oh, nice.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. So, let's talk about your nail tech and
how did you get
into that exactly, you know? What inspired you? I see you've got beautiful nails there.
Thank you.
So, Bula, we are sorted, okay, for next week.
Yeah, okay. Cool. We're coming over.
Yep.
Okay. To unwind.
Yep.
I'd be so excited.
Before Saturday, though.
Before Saturday?
Yeah. Next week.
Okay.
We'll conversate further on this.
I'd be excited. So last year I used to massage my friend's feet a lot. I bought a foot spa tub. So, you know, just to improve on my self-care regime. I used to do it, you know, in my own spare time. So when friends would come over, I'd host them and then, you know, treat them to a foot spa treatment. So I think over a period of time, I thought to myself, well, this could turn into a business because some of them would want their nails polished. Mm. So that's how it began. And
So it's just something that self-taught. Let me rather put it like that.
Self-taught. Yes, definitely self-taught. But, you know, my mom used to, in my childhood, she used to ask me to massage her feet a lot.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So...
So cute. You know, on second thoughts, I think the hospitality would suit you best.
Yeah. It's an amalgamation of everything.
Like she's got this, she looks like a very person who is very passionate in doing things. Yeah. She's very calm.
Mm.
You do things out of love, you know. that's what I see. I don't know. I might be mistaken.
No, you're actually
we'll find
right.
Out. Next thing, she like burns down the building.
Exactly.
Runs a riot.
Like a crazy maniac.
And then like she comes and massages your feet. And she's like, you know,
imagine,
everything's okay.
Imagine.
No, I really do enjoy serving people.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's
sure.
That,
you do. Yeah. You do like that person. Yeah. You know?
And
yeah.
If we may mention, so you said that you have an exhibition coming up. Is it open yes. to the general public or is it specifically invitations?
Specific invitations.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But of course, you could bring a guest or two.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all
but
right.
obviously it would be that. You know, you would have received an invitation
sure.
for you to,
sure.
yeah, yeah. So it'll be next week Friday from 6:30.
6:30 at where? Yeah.
At the Origin Center Museum at Fitz okay. University.
Okay,
yeah.
sure. Mm-hmm. And
nice.
Is there perhaps any way that we're able to allow the listeners to contact you or get in touch with you if they have any questions or maybe would love to, you know, attend your exhibitions? Going into the future, maybe if you write a book.
Yes, definitely. I could just send you my details. And
would you be okay with us posting this on our social media page?
I mm-hmm. wouldn't mind at all. Okay. I'd actually appreciate it.
That'd be awesome.
Are you all in all those different social medias?
Well, so on my Instagram handle is Rawpa, but it's spelled R-A-W, so Raw underscore P-A-H, Rawpa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And yes. is it mostly personal stuff or is it part of your practice?
Yeah,
I guess if people want to contact me there, then
okay.
absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And just to close off, going into the art field, I'm not sure who exactly is listening, but maybe someone is considering going into fine arts. What exactly would you advise them to prepare themselves for? What kind of questions should they ask themselves if they should actually pursue this kind of field?
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
That's a good one.
I think I would, instead of questions, I would probably advise them to be patient with
okay.
themselves.
Sure.
And to be patient with their growth.
Mm.
Because art doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if their parents are asking them to become lawyers and they have a passion for art, trying to navigate that kind of field of should I do what my parents say or am I going to commit myself to something? Is there something that you would advise? It's a difficult question. I know
is.
That everyone has a different answer, but
yeah.
I would like to know yours.
Depending on how much of a fighter one
you
is,
know. Yeah,
the fight will be painful and tears will be shed. Allow those tears, you know, to flow. It's a part of the process.
Yeah.
If you don't fight and are willing to be patient enough,
sure,
yeah,
be
yeah.
willing to be patient.
It's so it's very much part of purpose.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sure. What a lovely conversation. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great privilege and an honor, and we hope to have you on soon again.
Yes.
If you're willing, we are very, very willing to have you back.
Yes.
And yes, thank you so much, Dino, as usual.
Thank you, Pew.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
We will see you next week.
Same time.
Same place.
Same place.
Same time.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Light a match, I'm on fire like kerosene. My baby the baddest I ever seen. Put BBS stones in a wedding ring. Woo! Thankful to God that I never been shot. I know the haters don't want me to ball. Tongue out like Mike and I'm taking my shot. Two tears in the bucket, coming from nothing. You know the story, I'm changing the plot. You say I'm nothing, I know I got something. You never gonna turn me to something I'm not. 21. Hold up. Said I never live to see 21. Hold up. They thought I never live to see 21. Hold up. The devil thought he had me. Said I never live to see 21. Hold up. But now I'm a savage. Said I never live to see 21. Hold up. Said I never live to see 21. Hold up. They thought I never live to see 21. Hold up. The devil thought he had me. Said I never live to see 21.
21.
But now I'm a savage, said I never let it
switch. Put your man to the top, make a plan in the pot. Get low as a drop, then we ran these spots. Probably should stop when setting up shop. Never ran from a man, but I ran from the cops. When I think about grace, I ain't get what I deserve. When I look back on it, I got what I got. See the folks from my past, and they looking all shocked. Said I never see 21, I just turned 31. Hey, I'ma bring it back to remembrance. Only come around when it benefit. God opened doors like a gentleman, but they still killed him. He was innocent, they can walk him out in my Timberland. Christ clone, you can see resemblance. Could've whipped the pot like a chemist. It shows lifestyle. So I'm living it. Told them to listen, but they all sleep. Told them be strong, but they all weak. Gonna be defined by the company you keep. Watch how you coming from me. Turn to a savage, or turn to a beast. Know how to move on 21 wounds or 21 sheep.
21. Hold up. Said I never let us see 21. Hold up. They thought I never let us see 21. Hold up. The devil thought he had me. Said I never let us see 21. Hold up. But now I'm a savage, said I never let it see 21. Hold up. Said I never let it see 21. Hold up. They thought I never let it see 21. Hold up. The devil thought he had me, said I never let it see 21. Hold up. But now I'm a savage, said I never let it see 21.
Just